third start. Are we gonna keep it in line, guys?
I don't know. I might want to put my skates back on.
As those of you who listen might know, Marley is back.
Hi.
Yes, there we go, Marley. A nice civilized. We're all zen. We're about zen. Okay.
Aiden Flynn, don't you know. Open that.
Oh, yeah, shit. Okay, we got all open at the same time.
You got on our ass about
okay,
it.
Okay, not yet. Actually, yes. Yeah, let's go now. Oh, this is professional.
Three, two, get my finger one, on it. I can't.
Go. Marley, you dumbass.
I told you. I tried to warn you.
You had your hand on it and still couldn't do it. That's crazy.
We,
I tried.
We all went quick, and Marley
like
went.
It just up here.
racing to the finish line. Yes.
All right, so. I know the name for this podcast because I came up with it this time.
That's hard.
This is that. Oh, you like it?
You said it was terrible. That one is hard.
I don't really like it, man. For those of
it do
you,
taste
it's like a Sunny D on
it's
drugs.
Like a spike on it.
Yeah,
spike.
Yeah. It tastes like a chemically enhanced Sunny D, and I don't like it. It doesn't taste.
To be honest, you know what it tastes like? It tastes like if they peeled a whole orange and then let it sit in a Sprite for like a day. And then, like, you tried to suck all the juice out of orange. That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, this is Names Change Weekly with Ahmad and Aiden and Marley, recurring guest now.
Might as well just be a host.
Love Fuck that. It up. Yeah. And that's kind of funny. You've been on 50% of the episodes so far.
We should do that. Man, everybody who's been on here for more than one episode is now a co-host.
Yeah. All right, so this is Names Change Weekly with Aiden, Ahmad, and Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Just adding names in there.
Try hosting it up.
Yeah. The stupid joking name for this podcast is going to be Lily from AT&T. And Marley knows why that is funny, and Ahmad doesn't.
Big,
because
fat, milky titties.
Okay, no, you gotta, Marley, you can't come out the gate with that.
Was that a PH fat or was that a F?
Okay, so
PH.
AT&T.
Fat, milky.
Okay.
That's the whole comment section.
So, that's the entire comment section. AT&T posted a promo for their 5G. And they post it on their Instagram, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now they normally, on average, I calculate, they get around like 400 to like 600 likes, right? On everything. This promo got 600,000 views and 20,000 comments, okay? Now, the reason for this.
Stop.
Marley's giggling.
It's more than 20,000 comments.
Can you pull
comments.
Out your phone so I can read
it's,
some of the comments?
It's like 100,000 comments.
It's not 100. Oh, no way.
I think it definitely is.
It's on Instagram.
You're
Twitter.
Way over exaggerating.
Okay.
Wait,
give me a second.
Let me pull it up so
it's,
I can.
Can we? Wait.
Yeah. Wait, no, Ahmad,
oh,
don't go to
20,
it.
Oh, it is 20,000.
Ahmad, don't go to it. I don't want you to. I don't want it to be ruined for you. So they, posted a video of, Lily from AT&T saying 5G, that was easy. And, her breasts look ginormous.
They're
in
incredibly
this. And
large.
Like ginormous to the point where a gay man noticed it, you know, like a gay man took stock of that and was like, what the fuck is going on there? Yeah, I think it's honestly just the outfit that she's wearing that's, like, super slimming on everything but her tits.
Is it, like, Flo, but if Flo has super big tits?
Exactly. That's basically what it is.
It's, like, off-brand Flo.
So, one of those, like, rap vibe accounts that we follow, with, like, 90,000 followers, shouted it out and said, hey, guys, look at just, like, basically just sexually harassing Lily. And sent 20,000 comments just from, like, all of these different people just harassing
Go
Lily.
Through and read some of your favorites, and I'll read
the,
some of mine.
The top voted comment with 87,945 likes on one comment is just, man, I want to suck on those big, juicy milkers. Just, and then AT&T responded with, at Media Microwave, we don't condone sexual harassment of employees in the workplace or on our social channels.
Social channels.
Let me read some of them.
And Just for Memes and Shit said, 3, 2, 1, dude, look at those badonkadonks. called them Badonkadonks.
That's wild. That's wild.
And then if any of you guys know Badlands Chugs, yeah. The dude on YouTube who just chugs like Fanta and stuff.
Das Boot.
The dude commented, Badlands Chugs gonna have a field day with these mommy milkers. And then another guy, this is the last one I'll point out, but this dude said, there's a certain amount of respect I would love to obtain with this milk-chested maiden, but this aspect of understanding and knowledge of each other, I would love to get to know her better in all ways in order to respect her more fully. Ways I can obtain this respect with the knowledge knowing you better physically, mentally, spiritually, and in all other aspects. Shall we start with our physical aspects? Knowledge of each other physically can be accomplished in several ways. Perhaps a tactic of understanding... Perhaps a tactic of understanding can be done. I'm still reading. This is the comment.
Oh my god.
Can be done in photography in of our physical bodies. Perhaps we could exchange detailed photographs of us physically in order to understand each other better in turn, to set the stage for an even deeper, solid, and respectful relationship.
Give me a...
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Let me find my favorite.
Then somebody commented, Dear AT&T, I was mugged in one of your stores. They held me at gunpoint and took my slightly used tampons. And AT&T replied and said, we would like to look into this. Please message us.
One of my favorites with 1,129 likes is just simply milk.
Dude, but it's like terrible because it's... I genuinely, some of the hardest shit I've laughed at since quarantine, and I felt so guilty. Because it's just a bunch of dudes, ironically, like, just commenting on this lady's breasts.
This one
breasts.
Says, mommy milky, mommy milky, mommy milky, just over and over.
So, like...
But no, I feel you, like, for some reason, while in quarantine, one of the more funny things, out of nowhere, for me, has been, like, watching people get annihilated
exactly.
on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, they found this one chick with, like, these orange dreads on Twitter. And everybody started calling her Gunna in the comments.
There's one about Kim Jong-un
and
now.
Bro, like, she was, like, about to deactivate her page. Like, I just watched it over the course of a day. And see, it was insane. Oh, my God.
And that's the thing is, I'm in this deep moral quandary where it's, like, I don't know whether to feel bad for Lily and, like, post a comment that just says, like, hey, I really respect you. Sorry for this.
Right.
Or just post mommy milky, mommy milky, mommy milky.
Or this one, the things I would do for a double hand gawk gawk suction seal sloppy toppy.
A double hand gawk gawk seal suction sloppy toppy.
I like how you have that comment.
Dude, because I was looking through this for like an hour earlier today.
Oh,
I gotta find that.
It's genuinely, like, it's heinous shit.
And then there's the women in there, they're like, God, you guys
Dude,
need to grow
yeah.
up, like,
and
quit cyberbullying people.
Shit,
and the thing
like,
is I do think
Stop
that,
trying
like,
to save the day.
Yeah, you know? And, you know, knowing the audience of, like, the accounts that, you know, would go over and comment this stuff, it's not, like, actually horny dudes.
Yeah.
It's just dudes who are, like, I think just ironically, you know, just
right.
being like, mommy, milky, mommy, like,
yeah.
just dumb shit, you know? And so, it, like, with that, it's probably not as bad as if it was, like, as if she was getting actually fucking harassed, you know?
Right.
But it's still pretty rough.
Dude,
it's
you
still...
You know, like, the internet, well, like, horny niggas on the internet is almost, it's, I think it's the number two, and the number one is cancel culture. Like,
yeah.
it's cancel culture, and then it's niggas with hard-ass meat on Twitter. Like, dude, I was thinking about it, actually, earlier this morning, I was thinking about it, I was like, bro, for three or four years, I just realized they've been running No Nut November. Like, for, like,
yeah,
three or four
exactly,
years.
Exactly, yeah.
It's damn near been an internet holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is insane. And
oh, fucking, it is an internet
it's,
holiday.
It's just
not
millions of dudes
been.
Like,
wasn't I accidentally put in a group chat for No Nut November
oh
during
my God,
theater?
Yeah. Yeah, you were, I think it was Cam added you to, like, it was 20 guys on this No Nut November group chat.
Uh-huh.
And Cam accident, it was either Cam, I don't want to slander Cameron, but it was
Cameron.
One of the guys, yeah, we love him. One of the guys accidentally added you and, like, some other girl on, and you guys were just like, what is NNN? And we were like, just exit the chat.
Just leave.
Just get out.
I was in this group chat at my church, and I changed the name to No Nut November. It was, like, April.
See, but that's the shit, is where it's, like, this, and that's what I think the, you know, the ironic horniness on the internet is, like, genuinely some of the funniest shit. Because it's, like, the true definition. It's the true definition of, like, just how the internet takes something and ironically runs with it,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
I don't
know. It's insane, dude. Because it's, like, I don't even know how to get into that subject. That's like how weird it is.
Oh yeah,
the only way you can get into it is like it's just millions of horny dudes on the internet, and that's like the only way I can dive deeper into that subject. Right. You
know? Like Bridget gets crap all the time because these guys take her videos that she makes. Like she doesn't make them so that the guys.
She's not making them so that 60-year-old dudes are gonna sleaze on
her. But she'll take them. They'll take them and they'll put them in their liked and make their viewable for everybody so that people comment like go look at my like section and it's all just what women like showing their bodies off and so she's in like seven
that's on TikTok
yeah
wait where? So it's like dudes who will go through and they're the express purpose for their page is liking a bunch of videos
so the boys can
of
be
like
horny.
Women
yeah
dancing
mm-hmm.
that's crazy
man. see that's the fucking dark side. Like, at that point, that's not ironic. That's fucking dark.
She's 15 years old. Just turned 16. And
like, that sucks.
She's already being shown off on the internet.
Those dudes are creepy and should be... I'm gonna come out. Pedophiles should be shot, bro. I don't give a fuck about pedophiles.
Okay, this is gonna sound weird and, like, branching off from the subject, but Jenna and I went rando-nodding today.
Oh, dude. We went
to, like, this cornfield, and we thought...
Why does it always bring you to a cornfield, bro?
Because there's some wild shit out there, dude.
There must just be hundreds of dead bodies out
there. Right, and we were like, there's gotta be a dead body back here. And then we got in the conversation of, like, haha, I'm gonna hide a dead body. And then I was like, wait a second. If I actually killed somebody, I think the only reason I'd ever actually kill somebody is if I was in, like, danger and somebody was gonna, like, hurt me or, kill me or, like, rape me or something. Mm-hmm. And then I think about, like, all of these girls who are gonna be, like, raped by their captors, end up murdering their captors, and are being put on trial
for
that kind of
stuff.
That's
that crazy shit
that is
where
so
that,
well,
and
fucked.
That was getting, like, fucking reposted a lot on, like, Instagram and shit, was that one girl who's on trial right now. I think she's, like, 16 or 17.
Is it, mm-hmm. It's for life,
but
too, right?
It's for life, too, because...
Because it's murder. It's first-degree murder.
I think it was either she or, like, somebody she knew, like, that was friends with her, I think. I could be butchering this, but, you know, I'm getting the gist. Murdered the dude who sexually trafficked her.
Yeah.
And... like she's on life now. It's like,
which is like,
fuck,
how do you, as the, like, I don't, like, I never, I try to never make this statement ever in my life, but how do you, like, wake up as the person that's, like, prosecuting her? That's just insane.
No, exactly,
you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
like, you know that this girl's been through hell and back,
and then like, you know these people, like, he could have his own opinion about it, whatever, but it's his job to, mm-hmm. and it's like, I don't even understand how you could take that job to be like, well, you know, even though he did it, you know, it wasn't right to kill him. And it's like, that's it. That has to be his argument because that's his job or her job. I don't know.
Yeah, and
that's
the whole thing
insane.
Of, like, you know, public defenders. Yeah. Like, people who work for, you know, just anybody who can't
they had
afford
to pick up
a
nigga
defense.
That took anything.
Yeah,
cause that's
like,
crazy.
They just have to take a case. And, like, mm-hmm. this dude could have killed somebody, be too poor to afford a lawyer, and suddenly they got to defend, a murder.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. Okay, then, you know, that's like a fucked up job, and, you know, it's weird because morally it should be wrong to defend a murderer, especially if, since you're their counsel, you know that they've murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know that, you know?
In
and
some
so,
cases, they, like, tell you that.
Exactly, yeah. And so, like, it
but
should be
but because of the vastness of, like,
up.
All the different cases, it's
yeah.
just, like, they can't even go
yeah.
through that.
But,
I'm still waiting on them to pass a law about, like, false rape accusations, too. That's
dude,
just...
That, yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, I mean, let's be real here. The majority of rape accusations are 100% real
right.
and 100%
yeah.
valid. But Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex-wife, should rot in hell. Like, that bitch cost this dude millions.
Right.
And
I think
it turns
it's hilarious,
out, it
though.
Didn't, it,
I hate
well,
all the ones for, like, athletes, though. Is what, like,
yeah.
it,
right.
I don't know. Like, being an athlete, that used to just piss me off. Like, yeah. you know, you used to get in, like, this macho mode. But, I, like, even now, it, like, gets under my skin because it's, like, they cost these, not, like, not that it's just millions of dollars that they lost out. But, dude, I mean, some of these dudes, I mean, they came from situations where, like, they were, like, LeBron as a kid. Like, dude, they were fucking homeless
yeah.
or something.
So, and
then they were potentially about to become, like, an NFL or NBA
yeah.
star. And this bitch
yeah.
was like, he got me at a party. And she
yeah.
was fucking lying.
Mm-hmm. So, I saw a meme like that trivialized it. But it was super fucking funny where it was mm-hmm. just a, it was... The caption was D1 player with a very bright future ahead of him. And then it just said rape accusations. And it was a video of Blueface going, Blueface, baby. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I mean, yeah, that's the fucking
it's
reality.
Insane. But no, yeah, I don't think. I don't think that's, I'm not going to say like, that's all of them, because obviously it's not. It's a bunch of niggas out here raping shit. So it's like, you know,
but those kind of women. I'm those kind of situations remind me of like, I don't know why, but like the Emmett Till situation, you know, when that woman came out years later after he was brutally murdered and said that she completely lied about it. Like this little kid, what was he in his
teens? He was 15.
Yeah. Was like a year murdered by these two white men brutally for
not doing anything.
Yeah. Right.
I think, like, as soon as I heard it, though, like, as soon as it came out or whatever, or whenever I fucking heard it, I think, like, it was important for me, even as a black person, to be like, I mean, to be honest, I can't even blame her for waiting all those years to come out. Because you got to think about the type of fear that she lived in to be yo.
Right.
That, in, you know, he didn't wink at me or whistle at me or whatever. Yeah. I mean,
as a woman, I mean, how can you, like, bear that don't get like murdered, obviously, like Emmett Till, how can you accuse somebody of something that severe knowing that you're just lying?
Well, I mean, that's what, you know, that video that came out right before George Floyd, so of course it, you know, it got swept all under the rug because we had more pressing matters, but it was that one white lady who she let her dog off the leash in the NYC park.
Oh, yeah.
And this bird watcher, who was black, was like, hey, can you just please put your dog on a leash? He was super respectful and shit. And she just goes, you know what? I'm going to call the cops and tell them that you're assaulting me. And they're like, in the subtext to that. Funny.
She hopped on the phone and immediately said, a black man. Like, that was the first thing she said on the phone.
And that's the thing, is that it's like, it wasn't just a threat. It was the subtext of her clearly saying, you know, okay, like, yeah, I'm gonna get this dude killed, or like, I'm gonna ruin his life.
She knew,
she knew that she had this power in her hand.
Like, essentially, she just hopped on the phone and said, "I'm a white woman. It's a black dude."
Dude, she was, like, she was literally the exact same situation as that lady who fucked over Emmett Till, except she got recorded. That's the only difference between those two.
But even like that Jonah and the Whale shit that we were talking about last week, I believe there's so many possibilities. I think maybe, you know, I mean, maybe it's not even all on her. Maybe the, like, you know, it could have been a dude there was like, wait, he just whistled at my bitch or something like that. You know, it could be so much. I mean, this was 54, I think. So it's so long ago. And plus, like,
that's crazy.
Because she came out so long after, I mean, nobody really, really know what happened. You know, all the people around the case died. You heard, like, did you watch the documentary? Like,
I didn't know.
Dude, the people around
school, we did.
Dude, but
honestly, I don't blame.
I kind of took the documentary days as a day to fall asleep. So,
but nah, dude, that might be on all me. The people around the case were like, all the people. I think it was like Emmett's uncle or his cousin. Like, dude, they were saying that he was like, he had to sneak out of wherever they were at, like Mississippi or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, just stress and fear, like, he was about to die, like, staying overnight, because they were saying like, he was so scared that they were going to come burn his hotel down or something.
Yeah.
He had to, like, sneak and, like, get in a car and, like, hide under stuff. Jeez, and, like, dude, just to get back to Chicago. It was crazy. Like, I think somebody died, like, under stress or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just so insane. Like, that's, it's crazy to think about this. Like, man, you know? I believe it's a word of mouth situation. That's what I like think about.
Oh, yeah, no. 100%, yeah. Well, and that's, I mean, you know, social media is just word of mouth fucking exponentially by, like, a gajillion. So it's really, like, we find ourselves in the exact same situation, you know?
Right. Like, it's crazy. When you say, like, social media is a kind of word of mouth thing, Anna and her friends, like, these TikTok influencers that each had over 100,000 followers.
Yeah, she told me about that.
Decided to do this trend where they take a sound that nobody had ever used before, and they all walk on camera, and they just hold up a finger, just one finger, and stare at the camera and don't blink throughout the entire sound.
Huh.
And they all made their profile pictures smiley faces. And every time one of, I think there was 8 or 9 of them, saw the post, they would comment a smiley face. And hundreds of other people started doing it because they saw that they were doing this trend, and they're like, oh my god, this must be a trend.
So they were just fucking of a social experiment.
Right, and they were just blindly following. So what if somebody made some sort of racist hand gesture or like something like that, and somebody saw it not blindly knowing what it was and blindly followed it?
That's
because it's an influencer.
It might be too, mm-hmm. you know?
There was, I don't know if this is urban legend or not, but I did hear of this one experiment that this guy did in the Soviet Union back when, shout out to the 70s. but it was this dude who he just lined up outside of like a random door on the sidewalk, you know, in like Moscow or whatever, mm-hmm. not expecting anything, just lined up outside of a random door. And, you know, eventually, you know, after like an hour of standing there, one other dude lined up after him because he was like, oh, this must be like, you know, this dude's lined up here. And, you know, soon enough, within a few hours, he's got hundreds of people lined up behind him just because they might as well check out what's in this line, you know? Yeah. That's crazy. Right.
It's wild how stuff like that happens. It's just insane, man.
It's the same stuff. Did you hear about what happened with, like, Gabby Hanna?
Like, I got her book. Shout out to her, man.
Hasn't she been canceled, like, five times?
I like people to get canceled, like, though, so I had to get it.
Something happened with her, and people were like, dude, fuck Gabby Hanna, whatever. And so then people started posting on TikTok, like, fuck Gabby Hanna. And you'll look through the comments, and people will be like, yeah, fuck her, but what did she do?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
People don't like her just because she got Rihanna. Like,
that's one thing. That's why, you know, in terms of, like, the internet cancel culture, you know, where, like, you're canceling celebrities or whatever, I'm quick on the hammer to, like, cancel a dude from this town, you know? Like, I could give a damn. There was this dude. I'm not going to put his name out.
Everybody that I know is already canceled. So
it's exactly, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to put him on blast, like, more on a more public platform, you know? But, like... this dude fucking commented on a good friend of mine's post, and this friend was wearing a crop top, and just said, and the caption was, boys can wear crop tops too, mm-hmm. right? Just like a nice, wholesome thing. And he looked good, and it was very clear that he was confident.
Right.
So like, hell yeah, power to this dude, right?
Yeah.
And this dude, 4 weeks after the post was originally made, so he was stalking my friend's profile, said... no, they can't. Like, three different comments. Just commenting,
like, hate. My eyes are bleeding.
Yeah,
like
one of them was, my eyes are bleeding. One of them was, no, they can't. And it was an AC/DC crop top. And so he said, name three AC/DC songs. And I was like, first of all, you goofy. Like, what the fuck? But then, you know, second of all, like, what's wrong with you? You know? Like,
I grew up with this kid. I practically raised him. He was in my mom's daycare.
Oh, shit.
And it broke my heart to see that I, like, changed this kid's diapers, and this is what he grew into.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, like honestly, because the thing is that at first, I wasn't... Oh, she knocked down one of the cans.
Kick her out! Kick her out!
She's off the pot. You're canceled. Get her out. You are canceled,
Cancel
Marley.
Culture. She's done.
But so that was one of the things is where,
we need a soundboard.
Where it's like, you know, at first I was like, you know, fuck you, dude. But at the same time, I was trying to be a bit respectful and like trying to educate a bit, you know, like, even though I was a bit more on the aggressive side than I should have been in my like reply comment. And he just kept commenting back more and more hate, you know? And so at that point, there's no point trying to educate the guy. You know, he's very clearly, he's chosen ignorance. Mm-hmm. He's chosen to be a dick. So at that point, I went on my story. I was like, yo, fuck this kid. Like, I added him. I was like, fuck this kid. Like, he doesn't deserve to get, you know, the benefit of the doubt, because I gave him the benefit of the doubt originally, and he spat in my face, you know? So, oh, well. I'll be done with my point soon. But with the celebrity, you know, like the icons in like fucking these crazy internet people like Shane Dawson, Gabby Hanna, you know, a lot of the times I think people don't give the benefit of the doubt at first. Mm-hmm. And so it's automatically just that blind mob mentality.
Right.
Yo, fuck this person. And you're like, you know, some of them are correct. Like Shane Dawson deserves to be canceled. That dude is 100% a pedophile, right?
That man is also extremely racist and sexist.
Yeah, just a terrible person.
Right.
But then you get to things where, like, it's probably been almost 2 years now, almost, I think just around a year, where James Charles almost lost, like, 3 million, he lost 3 million followers in, wasn't it, like...
We followed the race.
It was, like, 2 days, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was 2 days, because this one bitch was mad that that he was promoting a brand that was like the rival of hers, and even though they were friends.
Yeah,
and
he, like,
then she decided,
and
so she even admitted in her video, she was like, yeah, you know, this is like what originally started the fight, but also he's a predator. And she falsely accused him of being a predator and of like coming onto this guy. And this dude came out and was like, no, I'm bi. I chose to go over to James' like place. Like, he made the first move, but I willingly 100% like decided to sleep with him.
And he's so huge that people like wanted to jump on hating him. Like you can, you're this big person because you hate this huge creator.
You had a lot of pent up, like, you know, people.
Well, I mean, the thing is he hadn't been in much controversy until then. So I think it was a lot of people just wanting to immediately be like, yo, fuck this kid, because they hadn't been able to earlier. But it's like, he was at the time a 19-year-old dude. Like, you're 19. Can you imagine if you just, like, if somebody falsely accused you of being a predator while you're, like,
I think about that every day. Like, I don't, I was telling Aiden about this one time. And I was like, I'm scared that, like, one day somebody will call me a predator because I feel like, I think I was talking about white girls or something, remember? Mm-hmm. And I was,
great.
I was like, you know, because my confidence is, like, to myself, I'm, like, pretty high up or whatever. But, like, with other people, it's like, eh. So I was like, you know, like, I'll, like, a white girl will look at me. Or, like, you know, just, like, she's just a girl to me. But it's funny because it'll be, like, a white girl. I'm like, oh, you know, she looked at me. You know, and I'm like, my confidence shoots up. And I'm like, wait a minute, I need to chill out. She could be, like, 16. I'm not about to look like that.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck that.
Well, and I think that, like, 18 to probably, like, 20-year-olds are in a really
weird
position.
She
gotta
be 30, bro. I'm scared.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, yo, you know, they're all like, oh, they're still in high school. Like, uh-oh. I need to see a driver's license.
I need to see a college diploma. Like, maybe.
Perhaps. But I still gotta check and see if that shit is counterfeit.
I'm saying. I don't know. You could, if you faked it, I mean, that's,
Well, hey, if they're putting in that much effort to get to you, like,
back to
it up, right?
Back to the canceling thing, I think I realized it, like, I was the only one. I feel like I was the only one that put in work to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
I realized this when everybody, like, finger quote, canceled Danny Caesar, like, last year. Remember
what
that?
What was up with that?
And then, so, like, as soon as I heard about it, like, the first post I seen, I was like, what is going on? And I did, like, deep-ass research. And I was like, what the fuck? He's not wrong. Why is everybody mad at him? And then, like, my friend who sent me the post, I was like, why'd you send that? What he was saying was right. And then he was like, I don't even know what's happening. I just seen it and thought it was funny. Yeah. And I like, quickly realized that's what, like, the other billion people, that, you know? I was like, wait a minute, hold up, like,
yeah.
You know, and he was like, I don't even know. He was like, all I know is Danny Caesar's a clown. And I was like, what the fuck?
You
saying some
exactly.
true shit. Like, what the
like,
fuck?
Are you kidding me?
I was like, what?
I mean, that's happened. There's been a lot of times, too, where it's like, somebody, I mean, even after the James Charles thing, there were a bunch of Twitter accounts of dudes being like, yeah, James Charles, like, assaulted me too.
Yeah.
And then after James Charles proved it all was false, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, I was just kind of, like, just saying that. And it's like, what the, you're playing with somebody's fucking life.
Exactly.
Because even the sad thing is that this is just how people's minds work. They're going to retain the worst knowledge about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not true. So people, when you think of James Charles, like, sure, he's gained back crazy positivity, especially since he proved it all was false, you know? And, like, he's definitely one of the more wholesome icons in, like, the beauty community, you know?
Right.
But not far behind the, oh, I love James Charles, there's always going to be somebody who goes, didn't he, like, rape a dude, though?
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, well, that we
it's a person that
we
didn't look into it, yeah.
Yeah, we solved that a year ago.
That is one of the smartest things you ever said. Swear to God, because I'll have random people, like, I'll meet somebody at, like, a graduation party, and they'll walk up to me and they'll be like, you're that person that da-da-da-da, and I'm like, I had no, like, that was me, but
that
it's not, like, I had no clue what was going on, so you can't hold me
that
accountable
for that.
That
doesn't define me, that doesn't, yeah, exactly.
Because just because people are telling you this, I can't walk around to every single person, explain my entire life story, and then explain each of the times that I didn't know what was actually going on in the situation I was in.
Exactly, yeah. And then, yeah.
I think you brought it up when you were, like, you're 19, I was thinking about it. I was like,
man,
I'm like, I like dealing with hard stuff. I'm like, man, hopefully, like, I just boom this year, and I'm like, I want to get fucking canceled by December just so I can see how this shit feels to me. And I want to feel like fucking Chris Pratt in fucking Infinity War, where he, like, jumped down that hole with his finger up, and he's like,
all right, I'm on it. Ahmad,
as
you're racist.
Like, exactly.
Ahmad
man,
is a,
I am
Ahmad is a raging racist.
I'm a raging racist. Fuck
can I,
it.
In case anybody hasn't been watching the podcast, Ahmad is, in fact,
I'll say
a black man. So, that is the joke.
Debunk that. Black people can be racist, too. I don't give a fuck, man.
Dude, there was somebody, I think it was this one Asian comic, Joe Coy. God damn it. I can't go a single episode without referencing some stand-up, but, like, you know, he was talking about how he said, you know, people think that, like, Asians can't be racist, and he was like, we are racist as fuck towards other Asians, you know? And I was like, he was like, you know, my mom, like, she's old-fashioned, and I'm not racist to Asians, but she'll be like, hey, you're sure she's Filipino? Like, you're not dating that Korean lady I saw the last week? And he's like, whoa, what the fuck, mom? What's wrong with Koreans? And dude, she'll be like, she'll race, you know, she'll spout off some racist shit.
Black people are hella like, oh, racist. Damn. It's great. Dude, like, I had to learn that, like, it's like a, with black people race, I never knew it was just like, a, it's not really a class thing. It's just like a two thing. Like, it's like niggas and then it's like black, it's this thing called niggas, and then it's this thing called African Americans. I never knew that was like a separate thing. Like, my mom taught me about that. But, like, the way she taught me about it was, like, sometimes I like to say me and my mom grew up together, because she was, like, weird as hell when I was younger. And then she got on her Christian shit when I was, like, 14 or 15. You know?
So you saw the character progress.
Yeah. So then, like, but she used to be like, don't hang around the niggas. And then that was, like, you know, like the, like the, I guess, what do you want to say? Like
the hoodlums?
Like the lower life black people, yeah, or whatever, you know?
Shit, like, I never, like, exactly, thought about that.
You never thought about that. It's like, it's within, like, the black community. Then African Americans are, like, people that talk proper and, like, hang around white people and that's shit crazy, like that, man. You know? It's,
well,
I had to figure that out. I was like,
that's
fuck?
Weird. Don't you think, though, that, like, at least the African Americans, like, side of it, you know, and then, like, that sort of, it basically is class warfare at that mm-hmm. point. Don't you think that could just be a result of, like, racist stereotypes that white people portrayed? And, like, these African-American,
I think it's people,
you know?
It's definitely people hating on each other for no fucking,
yeah.
Because it's, like, the African-American class, I feel like, and really, if you watch the movie, like, if you watch the movie and not read the book, I feel like, because in the movie you can see it better. If you watch Raising in the Sun, like, the first movie, not the one with Diddy, because that one's, it's like a regular movie. But the Sidney Poitier one, I think he's in it, right? But if you watch it, you kind of get it. It's like, it's not like we want to be like white people, but it's like, all right, you know, let's do that, but as black people. And
you
want
to attain the status.
Yeah, and it go back to, like, that American dream thing we were talking about, which, like, you know, it's not necessarily a picket fence, but it's like, how can I raise my family in this good life? You know, so it's like, okay, we want that, but as black people. You know, and then it's like, well, let's separate ourselves from all these other black people that don't necessarily want the exact same thing we want. And it's not even like they don't want more for themselves. It's like, okay, we want this one thing and they don't want it, so let's get away from them because those are different black people.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? You know, dude, so, actually, as soon as I saw that, I was like, fuck that. I'm going to hang around hood niggas and white niggas. I'm going to be both. Fuck y'all. And that's why I'm in here, like, being like niggas. And Marley, like, what the fuck?
Dude, so that's a, I think there's a Migos quote about that, actually. I forget what song it's at the start. But
I know what song you're talking
says,
about.
We don't, you know, us, I think he says us N-words, like, we don't have a whole lot of old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
That's some Bad and Bougie, man.
Oh, that's on Bad and Bougie? Okay, yeah. Raindrop. Smoking the hot box. Okay, we're done.
Okay. Everybody had their own little moment, bro.
Yeah, man. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast,
go stream Bad and Bougie. Yeah.
That song does not need more streams.
Yes, it do.
No, it don't.
I play that. Man, that need to be the new national anthem. Like, football games come through, and then they, like, all rise from the national anthem. It's just, for, like, 3 minutes straight. Bro, that shit would hit.
I think Takeoff's verse is about a minute too long on that song. I hate that man's verse, dude. I'm not going to lie.
He wasn't on the song.
Was it Quavo, though?
It's Offset.
No, because I like Offsets. Because Offsets is where it's like, Offset.
Takeoff wasn't on the song. Because remember, like, you got left off Bad Music.
Reckons on.
He wasn't on the song.
Cool. I take your
It was just Takeoff, Quavo, and Uzi.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying.
And not Takeoff. Offset, Quavo, and Uzi. Yeah.
Then I hate Quavo's verse. Quavo's verse is absolute ass.
He said, Rick. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that
was already spoken. What are you talking about?
I hate that fucking verse, dude. It went on for so goddamn long.
It's because he just slowed the song down. It wasn't really sweet. That flow was nuts, though.
We're going to disagree. We're going to disagree here.
What? I'm going to go play that. I'm going to play that in the middle of the podcast while y'all talking. I'm getting back tripping.
Oh, are we going to talk about
love
that?
Love our first DMCA strike.
The Kanye video you just showed me?
Oh, yeah. Away, so we just sat Marley down to watch we didn't finish it, but we watched the majority of it, of the Runaway
film. That's where you need to finish it at, though.
Yeah, you definitely probably need to finish it. But the Runaway film made for Kanye's album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I love this. Thoughts on it, Marley?
Okay.
If you're allowed to hate it.
Okay, you guys are gonna Kanye are gonna be a little upset with me.
Don't even. What do you think?
This is a perfect example of thinking an artist is an absolute genius as an artist, but hating them as a person. And that's how I feel about Kanye. Mm. I think Kanye is a narcissistic asshole. I think is so self-absorbed and thinks he is the biggest, baddest bitch ever.
I mean, he kind of is the biggest baddest bitch. Us as fans
understand that, though, because he is. No. That's just him, though.
Yeah. I feel you, though.
But, like, making a 35-minute video out of an album. Like, who does that?
You think it's genius?
I think it can be.
Okay.
I think there's a part of it that's genius. Like, it's dope as fuck. Like, that's some cool-ass graphics in it.
Marley said dope. I love it. We're rubbing off on her.
But there's also that part of it that can be a little bit narcissistic. You know? Okay. Like, I'm making an entire
movie
about an album that I wrote.
I like that view.
Right.
So, like, if it was shorter, would it have been less narcissistic?
I think so. If it hadn't have been, like, a whole-ass movie, you know? Like, maybe a 15-minute long video.
Yeah.
It could just be, like, a really long music video, you know?
Well, but,
like,
and that's what... I mean, personally, this is... I'm just telling everybody to go watch some more shit, but... If you're not going to watch the full film, which you don't need to, at least please do yourself a favor of watching just the Runaway part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That part was fantastic.
Which is, like, maybe... It's probably, like, a third
of the film. My favorite part is the power part, to be honest.
Power part is amazing, yeah. But it's just... It's, like, this beautiful montage of ballet dancers. And they're completely fucking, like, freestyling for the most part. While Kanye is just, like, jamming out on a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this big, like, banquet hall, you know? And it's genuinely one of the most beautiful, just visually, like, parts of a video that I've ever seen.
Those are the parts of Kanye that I think are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, he has such a creative mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna go places even farther than where he is today, in my opinion. Just because of how talented he is.
Like,
but he just... ruins it for himself sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's true. Years ago, but, like, barging on the stage during Taylor's speech. You're an asshole, let you finish, dude. Like, making the joke and getting people on it that he's gonna run for president, you know? Like,
honestly, bro, that's not a joke.
I know.
He's not running in 2020. Like, he's not running seriously in 2020. This man is definitely running in 2024.
Okay, but
like,
tell
as
me
much
that,
as people may hate it or like it.
I know, but you love Kanye.
Yeah.
Look me in the eyes and tell me that he's able to run a country.
No, not at all.
So he's just being narcissistic.
Yeah, 100%. He thinks he can do something better than other people.
Right, and that's what kills me about him.
Well, and it's one of those things where it's like, you know, he for sure has fucking shortcomings. Just, you know, like, fucking bipolar.
Everybody does.
Like, he's bipolar as shit, and... I mean, he said it. He refuses to take medication.
Yeah.
And so, like, we've been witnessing a two-month-long manic episode. Like, that's what we are in the middle of with Kanye right now, right? And
agreed.
It seemed like he's starting to come out of it, which is kind of cool. I'm happy. Maybe we'll get a month of peace before he goes on the next one. I mean, this was really his first manic episode since, like, 2018, though. This is kind of dope.
When was the Taylor fiasco?
2009, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it was such a big deal because it was like Taylor's
first
ever award.
Bro, do you see those
award.
Comments right. on his tweet? Oh my fucking! It,
no,
I was talking to myself yesterday, and I was like, dude, like imagine having the notifications on to be the first. Like you can go through it now. The first like comment on every tweet he has for like all this month is like Taylor ended you, and then it's like some dumbass.
What?
I swear to God.
Dude,
and I'm
he
like,
ended
dude,
Taylor.
What the fuck? Ain't nobody listening to fucking Taylor.
Back then they did.
Okay.
She got
Can
hit.
I say though?
I'm talking about right now.
Her newest album is garbage.
Oh yeah.
I like.
I didn't finish it.
Everything
I like
her and Selena are bringing out right now are just ass.
Selena pissing me off, man. I want to slap this shit.
Selena ain't been good since 2015. Man.
See, that's another cancel culture thing, though, in my opinion, and I'm not gonna get like upset about
She's been
but,
canceled.
Like,
really?
People are canceling her because they're saying she can't sing, but in reality, she's getting this illness where she's losing breath, so she can't, like, sing live.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that bitch can sing on, albums and stuff, in my opinion.
She's an incredible studio artist.
I wonder, like, dude, I'm sorry, but I just... I feel like Selena should get the same credibility to music as what's her fucking name? Lana Del Rey. I like Lana Del Rey, but I feel like, yo, if y'all finna give her all this fucking attention, like, and y'all not giving Selena this much love, fuck y'all. Like, right. Fuck, yeah. I'm like, I mean, dude, like, Lana, her whole base is like, I'm a sad white bitch, and billions of people are like, I'm a sad white bitch too, and it's like what the that's the only thing she got going for the whole thing. Like, she got hits. Don't give her. She got fucking
hits.
Right.
She's got.
Like, she named the album Norman fucking Rockwell. Like, that shit is a hit alone. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm gonna say what she said. Like, look me in the eye and tell me, like, her whole thing is not, I'm a sad white bitch.
I mean, like, my only problem with those artists, like Lana Del Rey, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, is that they should have stopped a long time ago when they were popular. They should have been like, okay,
I'm
dying
off. Don't
even get a mob
started on Katy Perry, man.
Like, I'm dying off. I'm not as popular anymore. Yeah. Like, stop. Just stop writing music.
For sure.
Like, you can still do a few tours, whatever. Keep up your old music because it was good shit, but stop writing new songs because they're trash as fuck.
People need to learn how to just end shit while they're on the pedestal, you know? Like,
Ahmad's going to be so mad at me.
I'm going to end shit once I'm on the pedestal, man. Like,
what you got to say about Katy Perry?
Bro. Like, she come out, like, with a good every 10 songs, bro. That should be pissing me. Like, the last, like, the...
What was the one about basketballs?
Swish, swish, bitch.
Yeah, that one song sucked.
That song was literally made just to go viral, and it is one of the biggest.
But she bounced back with Chain of the Rhythm. That shit was a hit.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's like she's just not consistent anymore. Yeah, like, which was she used to be consistent. She's not consistent.
But I feel like that realm is so hard to thrive in. Because, like, when she came out with Teenage Fever, I mean, her whole thing was like, I'm about to change the game as a pop star. It wasn't just like, I'm going to change it as an artist. I'm going to change what it looks like to be, like, a female musician. It was like, I'm going to change the pop game. You know how fucking hard it is to change the pop game?
Right.
Like, the pop music is just viral songs. And especially, like, she was coming up in, what, like, 07? Or whenever the fucking album
I think
came
07
out.
Was when I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
Yeah,
first
and
hit.
So it was like...
Which, that's crazy. That was her first big song. Right. Was I Kissed a Girl
iconic.
And I Liked It. Like, she truly was iconic.
Exactly, but that was on the verge of, like, when it was starting to become, like, not, this is a good enough song to get on the radio for everybody to play it. It was, like, going from that to, like, alright, what's this viral-ass song that everybody likes?
What's this song that people are gonna download?
Exactly. Yeah. So she could come out with, like, California Girls, like, in 2000, what, like, 8? And it was, like...
I think California Girls was 2009, but I mean, it doesn't
it might
matter,
have been,
like, whatever year it was.
But it was,
you know?
Like, okay, that shit, like, they recorded that, and it was instantly like, that shit is gonna slap on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, on the next album, I forget, like, Roar, it was like, dude, versus the shit that was coming out, this not gonna slap on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, like, what, like, Alyssa Carr and shit out at that point. It was like, what the
dude,
fuck?
What happened? Is she working on something new? What happened
to
her?
Her ass dead, bro. Oh, I don't know where
she was.
She
was the one
girl.
That wrote, like, she don't see...
Yeah, well, that's because her entire thing was like, yo, like, positivity.
She was like,
right.
I'm
and
the bitch
wrote,
on
like,
the wall
one
at all
big
the parties.
Song
yeah.
And then was like, done.
She played New Year's Eve. That was kind of cool.
Okay,
like, go her.
But... I don't know if you guys ever, like, got into this, but what's your, this is, like, stupid drama, but what's your opinion on Camila Cabello and
Shawn Mendes? My mom, I'm going to... expose you, mom. My mom is 100% convinced that Shawn Mendes is gay. Apparently he's too well groomed for her.
That's
which,
how I feel about Harry
know,
Styles
honestly.
Though, but I don't know too much about
Harry
him.
Harry Styles is gay, you dumbass.
I didn't.
No,
that,
he's not.
I did just say
yeah,
I don't know too
no,
much about
the
him.
Man is bi.
You heard
oh,
me
okay,
say
well,
right?
You, dude, bi is the same thing as gay. Don't be one of those bitches. Okay?
I didn't know.
You're,
so he doesn't.
I didn't
want to
say that
because
then I was gonna get canceled.
So are you? So do you like pussy?
Well, no.
Does Harry Styles like pussy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, you can't take my Harry from me.
No.
Please
okay.
don't.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you are gay. Like, it's the whole... Let's fit
no,
it,
I believe that.
So
too.
Let's
that's
fit
not,
it under mm-hmm. the... Yes. Let's fit it under the umbrella term of
okay.
saying queer.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
that is the umbrella.
Go.
That
yeah.
is the accepted umbrella term is queer. He is queer.
Okay. All right.
You're not going to fight me on that.
But, no,
not.
That's
okay.
what I was saying, though.
Ahmad. he's gay.
Stop!
Shut the fuck up.
No, but that's Ahmad, what I was saying. Sure, like, on the same boat with your mom, with like Shawn Mendes, that's how I feel about Harry Styles. But I didn't, like, what I was saying was I didn't know, like, too much about him. I barely finished the fucking album. I just remember, hey, that's the nigga from One Direction. And yeah, that was, like, all I knew, so I didn't...
I thought he was talking about Shawn Mendes at first. Yeah, like, Ahmad, he was not in One Direction. What is wrong with you?
But, yeah, I mean, so, you know, funny shit. Yeah, my mom's convinced that he's gay. Every time she sees him in a photo, she's like, he's not gay, and she says it in a really exasperated voice. It's really, really funny. I'm just...
You can imagine honestly, her saying it, too.
After we end this podcast, I'm just going to walk up to Mom, and I'm going to show you guys. I'm just going to hold up a picture of Shawn Mendes, and we're just going to let her go, okay? We're just going to let her start talking.
And I mean, he's dating, like, one of the most iconic girl celebrities right now. Dude, I don't know why she's iconic, though. She sucks.
I love her.
I hate her.
This came out with Havana.
She's a queen.
I think, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to go on this tangent.
Everybody, if we could cancel Marley real quick.
I do not respect the woman.
I feel that way about so many... I don't want to, like, get at anybody, but I feel that way about, like, so many female artists. Like, I feel like y'all just throw Queen on them because she a woman. Like, it's like, right. Bro, like, right. She didn't do that's nothing notable.
I mean,
she said, yeah, she said something dude, a bunch I'm, of women. Oh, that's what I be saying though.
Beyonce.
That's what, like, Beyonce. Okay, look, Beyonce dude, got okay, talent. Y'all, Beyonce y'all got skill. Beyonce been out for a minute, but like,
really?
It's so many bitches out here that's like, you know, I feel like could give body Adele Beyonce.
That. Give Adele that crown.
Bro, exactly. Like, so Beyonce is just leading the game as a black woman that's been out for like 20 plus years. That's like her I, whole I thing. With that. You know? Right.
That's fair.
Like, but and then, I album, Beyonce, and then hold up,
Beyonce is one of the best female artists of all time. Let's, oh, that's, let's just yeah, set that baseline.
But this, like, consistent, like, even into 2020, like, she topping 2020. It's like, what is she doing?
Like,
I'm, exactly, like, listening to albums, I'm hearing her in, like, auto-tune. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going that's, on? You yeah, know?
Yeah, I feel like bad, once people give her that crown, they're afraid to be like, okay, Queen, it's somebody else's turn now, so it's always going to be Queen B.
That's fair. Oh, I actually like that assessment of it. Yeah.
I always felt like as soon as another woman come out, it's like, hey, another queen, let's go check her out. You know? It's like, what the fuck did she do? Yeah. She just... She exists.
She
like,
sucks.
You know who doesn't get queen status but will always, forever and ever be a queen? Sade. Honestly, Lord.
Bro. Oh, yeah.
Lord, I would simp for her so hard, my
bro,
man.
I've
she is amazing.
Lord. Slave in this motherfucker, bro.
I'm straight, but the things I would let that woman do.
I swear to God, bro.
Bro, she's amazing, man. She's,
the fact that
she's
I was
so
thinking that exact
talented
thought at like 12, bro, I swear. Team came out, I was like, I will let her kill me. I don't dude, care what the-
that was.
Walk on my spine.
My dad, me and my dad would go like once a year, just this. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just thinking about like crazy ass shit that I'm finna say, but I don't wanna say it.
Me and my dad would like go to these like hockey games, yeah, you know, and it was just like a fun father son bonding thing that we would do. But they were like in the United Center, I think, you know, and we would go to them. And I would always, it was like my one time to get to play my music, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like super, I was just pop at that point, you right, know? I was for fucking Maroon 5, man. 4th through 7th grade, Maroon 5 slaps, was nonstop. 4th
through
7th
grade, Maroon 5 was everybody, though. Like,
exactly.
You could have lived
exactly,
through the 60s.
Man.
4th through 7th
dude,
grade,
I still,
was like Maroon
I still got
5,
a friend, though, who's defending the shit that they're putting out now. And I'm like, when I say the shit that they're putting out now, I mean it very
but
literally.
But that's what we talked about, though.
What
I mean,
song you talk about?
Fucking everything. I mean, Girls Like You was a bop.
Girls Like You is okay.
Memories is okay.
It's okay.
Red Pill Blues is one of the worst,
yeah,
most overproduced okay, pop albums I have ever heard in my life.
To be okay, honest, after Overexposed, I wanted to slap the shit out of everybody in that band. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Adam
yeah,
no, Levine is a like, very attractive
man. And then I seen this nigga
man,
at the Super Bowl
stop,
just stripping. I was
yeah,
like,
what happened? Doing? What happened?
That
then?
Super Bowl was so ass because they weird, fucked Travis over for that shit, dude. I was like, what is
and they
going
didn't
on?
Play
the SpongeBob
Freedom
song.
They didn't play Freedom. Damn, man.
I got really sad.
Man. Sweet victory.
But back to Lord, bro. I let her tie me up. No.
Well, so yeah, back to Lord. Is so me and my dad would go on these, like, yeah, we'd go on these hockey trips, basically. And I fucking, there was one game where, like, back to Chicago and back, you know, from the suburbs, so like an hour and a half drive, it was, he can attest to this, basically 99% Lord that I was playing.
Just and it a whole was album, like, yeah.
Dude, everything.
I'm about to go home and play that, yeah.
Dude, I'm honestly, this awakened something in me. I'm about to go and play this shit nonstop for like a week. She is amazing at writing songs.
I like, mean, like, oh, Jenna's mom is in, like, her right 50s, right? Yeah. And still asks Jenna all the time to play Lord.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
all the time.
Lord is just
bro,
that
Lord,
good.
I swear to God, I didn't know this. Lord was my mom's ringtone, like, teen.
Oh, no way.
Bro, that's awesome. She was signing my, like, forms or whatever for opening football season in, like, 6th or 7th grade, and her phone ring, and it was, like, team from Lord. I was like, dude, what the fuck? That shit is crazy. Dude. I love that song too.
Yeah.
Like, bro, but
oh yeah, man.
Nah, I was gonna say that you were talking about the Lord thing. I was like, damn, that just made me think. Like, what was everybody's fucking? What was that song for everybody when it was like you first got the aux cord or whatever, and you were like, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Fucking? I think mine was like Mercy.
What?
Dude, I swear to God, I used to get the
honestly. Paper. Can I be real? I love Mercy. That's a fantastic song. I feel weird playing in front of other people sometimes. Like, I wouldn't feel weird playing in front of you, because, like,
you
get it.
You guys aren't talking about Shawn Mendes, are you?
No. Oh. Okay, guys, we're canceling her.
I was like, wait a second, that song sucks.
Real quickly, if you could just murk her.
What? Lamborghini?
Mercy. It's Mercy.
Oh, duh.
It's Mercy.1, yeah.
Okay.
Lamborghini,
because we were just talking about Shawn Mendes.
So thirsty.
Mercy.1.
I only remember it because it was, like, one of the original Musical.ly, like, trends, and I did it without knowing what the song, like, meant.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
But me and my mom used to go back-to-back. This was, like, we had a trip one time to Minnesota. We drove all the way. Because we were going to, like, the Mall of America. We had a back-to-back thing. We would, like, switch it. Because I had, like, a BlackBerry or some shit. This was, like, one of my first phones or something. So I was, like, downloading all the music. And, like, we would just switch it out. And we would play, like, two songs. And it would always be... I would play Think About You by Frank Ocean because it had just came out. And then she would play, like, Put It Down by Brandy and Chris Brown. And then it was, like, Think About You, Brandy. Think About You, Brandy. And I swear to God, like, for, like, 4 hours, it was, like, those two songs. That's and awesome. Then, like, our middle ground was Adorned by Miguel because that had just came out. It was, like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, nah, it's crazy. There are some songs, like Mercy, where it's just, like, you know, I love playing them when you're in the car, mod, but, man, some of them songs are so horny. Like, I just can't play them when, like, anybody else is around, you know? Like, Mercy...
Don't play no Lord in a car, then.
Like, dude, Mercy is genuinely, like, a crazy horny song. Like, them dudes was thirsty in the studio while they
like, sits there and listens to what they wrote, something like that, and, like... Damn, that's some good shit. Let me post that.
So that's one thing I wonder is it's like, you know, I really respect people fucking who can like, you know, like Nas, man, who like they sit down and they'll work for like 4 hours perfecting a verse. You know, like Nas said, he was like, yeah, most of Illmatic was like, I spent, you know, like 10 or so hours just writing the lyrics for every song, you know, and perfecting the flow.
And that's how, like, in that Rakim book, too, he was getting that.
Yeah,
that
Rakim,
was crazy.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, I really fucking respect those dudes. But some of these people where it just feels like, did you put any time into this, you know? Like, did you just talk about, like, the shit that popped into your mind, which is the most popular shit at the moment right now? Like, let's be real. NBA Youngboy, is there anything to his lyrics? Like, for real.
He caught a niche, though. Like, he made his own niche and then just started riding it. Because he was like, I could, like, auto-tune about this heartbreaking trap shit, but, like, kind of singing, kind of rapping.
Yeah.
Even though that was already out, like, he kind of made his own style, to be honest. He was like, I mean, dude, I could just keep fucking doing that, and these niggas gonna buy these songs. And DaBaby figured that shit out, too. And it was like...
The same thing with Lil Uzi. Like, Lil Uzi, he is a fantastic songwriter. Not when it comes to lyrics, though. It's just, like...
He's getting better, which is the part that I think everybody forget that this is an existing part of music is also development.
Yeah,
so I was talking to Heath in the car, and I was like,
"Wait, Heath?
Yeah,
okay."
I was talking to Heath like a couple months ago, and we were driving, and he was like, "How do you feel about Polo G?" And I was like,
"Can't fuck with that dude."
But that's what I was saying. I was like, to be honest, like he. I mean, whatever you want to call it. I think he's one of the hardest rappers out. I won't really listen to him too much because, I mean, I feel like you can hear it in his music. Like, he's going to develop over time. He's not, like, he's hard,
fair.
But he's not, like nearly as good as he probably will be in the next 5 years if he stay out that long.
I mean, that's the same thing.
Which I believe he will, but I feel like I could just hear, like, I'm going to develop in a minute. Like, that's all I hear when I listen to a song. And I'm like, well, you know, it's a patience game at that point. You know?
Well, and then you'll probably, once you've heard his development and he's gotten, like, achieved actual, like, genius level status, you know, you're gonna go back and you're gonna be able to enjoy the, like, just more raw sort of, like, dumbed down shit.
That's always cool, much too, more, you know, like, where it's classic, like, stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, this is sort of a bad example because a lot of thought still went into the persona that he had at the time. But Tyler the Creator, like, dude, I mean, you're smiling across the table. Fuck you.
No. I'm thinking about the conversation we had.
Okay. I fuck with it then. But it's like, that dude, you know, like, Goblin and Igor are the most widely different albums that have come out from an artist maybe ever.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely. You know? You didn't see the Beatles switching up their routine that fucking
Nobody
much, you know?
Put in the thought that they 10 years apart, though.
But
yeah.
You're looking at that, and this is why it's sort of a bad example to Polo, is because, you know, it's like, either persona that he had, you know, which is, one is this, like, soulful, sort of, like, melodic, you know, fucking pitched up dude who, like, is in love with this dude who you know, won't admit that he's gay, right? Even though he's fucking with him, you know? And so, like, that's the Tyler we have right now, right?
Yeah.
And then we've gotten the Tyler from back then who said, and I will always quote, "Rape a pregnant bitch and tell my friends I had a threesome." Arguably the nastiest line of the 2010s. It's disgusting.
I like the, I'd argue that with black girl sipping white wine, put my fist in it like it's civil rights.
Dude, but it's like...
Which, I've been wanting to bring that up for a minute since we started with Mercy. I was like, I wonder what kind of thought goes into the songs like that. Like,
well,
I'm in it and closer, where it's like, let me create the most sexually destructive song I can possibly make.
Where it's like, yo, this shit was like... This shit was genuinely, like...
Like, whoever horrifying. In their right mind thought to mix industrial music with, like, degrading sex terms. Like, yeah, that, to be honest, is genius because it's so off-brand. But it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, it catches your eye. You're like, not your eye, but, like
Trent
ear.
Reznor got these weird-ass beats in the background. He's like, I want to fuck you like an animal. And it's like, the fuck? You know, like,
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, and that's the thing where it's like, you know... Very clearly some time went into it and thought went into it because, I mean, it was, I'm just going to reiterate, even though we had this conversation, like, you know, there's a difference between some of the animalism in, like, these dudes saying just really misogynistic things just because that's what's popular to say, you know? Like, there are some dudes right now who will say some crazy, like, sexist shit.
Yeah. And it's a difference got a between I'm single. In it in a future song,
exactly.
To be
honest. Yeah. And so it's like, you know, there's a very clear difference, even though one of them is arguably, like, worse sounding.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between just straight up misogyny and Tyler the Creator saying, rape a pregnant bitch and tell my friends I had a threesome. Because one is just low level, it took no thought. It's probably just what they were
like,
thinking.
Like, this bitch gonna suck my dick because I told her to.
Exactly. And, then it's like, and you're like, oh, that's kind of like.
The other one, it's like, nobody could have just thought of that.
Nobody, nobody is freestyling.
Exactly.
And says that. You know? Nobody.
Nobody in their right mind would freestyle. Black girl sipping white wine, put my fist in. No, I.
In a, like, a civil
in a
rights.
Billion years, on a billion different realms,
with
nobody
a billion
could,
different monkeys on typewriters.
Nobody could ever freestyle some shit like that.
See, that's when people started talking about, like, canceling Tyler the Creator. When people were like, shut the fuck up. He'll make a post about it, laugh about it, and then it'll be done.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're not gonna cancel Tyler
no,
the Creator.
Because so much thought went into that. Like, he got banned from the UK and, like, took it as a sign
multiple
countries.
Of
pride. Yeah, he got banned. I think it was from Australia, too.
Australia, Sweden, the UK.
Sweden, too, yeah. And he wore it that as a badge of pride. He thought it was fucking funny.
Remember he came back and he was like, yo, I'm back.
Well, and that's what, like, he made sure that his first show of Igor was in London.
Bro, he got banned for, like, 10 years. That shit was the funniest shit on the planet.
But it's like, you know, that's cool because that's a persona. But then these dudes who are just low energy, like, that's not a persona. That's just how you feel. And you're a shitty person. Yeah. You know?
I'm gonna be like, what the fuck? That's just, it's insane though. I feel like music is taking a weird turn where it's just like, I don't wanna be, it's super easy, to be honest, to go into, you know, one of those spots where it's like, well, fuck it, I'm only listening to old music. Yeah. And then it looks like you could either, I feel like it's super clear that you could either go into that or you could be like, well, I'm going to just take whatever come out. But yeah. I feel like it's even harder to get in this state where it's like, you know, I'm going to stack up on both. And yeah. I'm going to have, like, this patience to wait and see what come out.
Oh, my God. For a second there, all that was getting recommended to me on TikTok was people, like, hyping up being this, like, 70s indie stoner, you know? Like, just, the ultimate, you know.
I cuffed my jeans.
And yeah, like, and it was, like, people being like, yo, if you only want to listen to 60s, like, psychedelic rock, and you just want to go on hikes with me, like, duet this. And I was just like, you're closing yourself off to so much. But at the same time, if you're just listening to mainstream stuff that's coming out right now, you're also closing yourself off to so much.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. You gotta find that healthy balance. I'm like, dude, you can go back to like all the old Hendrix and like Clapton shit. But on the same note, whether you like it or not, you're gonna miss the Gex movement and like that 100%. Whole hybrid shit. Yeah. I mean, I've been getting myself into that lately. Like, whether I like all the fucking music, I'm getting.
Which I don't like all of it, but I love some glitchcore.
But like, the whole thing is like, that's definitely a movement out of nowhere that you probably, I mean, nobody ever seen before. And it's like, if I'm only paying attention to like, all right, fuck it, fuck all this shit, let me go back to and put on some Janis or some Jimmy or something like that. God. I'm gonna miss all that. And it's like,
yeah, exactly.
2 years gonna go past because we already know how like the first wave went. I mean, if you was a year off, you was just a year off, you know? And it's like, 2 years gonna go past. You gonna be like, 100 gigs who? Because they was like underground, not even on the radio. And everybody gonna be like, oh, I was there when they were just on SoundCloud. You gonna be like, well, I fucking missed it. You
know what I mean? I'm gonna be proud because I have proof. In my, I think it was my May 2020 coronavirus shit playlist that I had, had almost the entire 100 Gex album on it, or the 1000 Gex album on it, you know? And I was like, hey, I got proof. I was into this shit before it.
I consider myself cultured, like, when that was happening. I was like, whether it's current or not, I'm still listening to Death Grips.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. I don't, you know, I'm not saying back then I was like glitchcore, but it was like, you know, this new shit that's coming out. I'm like, it's all the same as Death Grips anyway. I feel like if months go past, years go past, I'm still listening to Death Grips. I'm still up to date. I'm not missing out on any fucking thing. You know?
Okay, so
I like that E album by the Echo 2K dude.
Check out
Sour Diesel in that.
Yeah.
Everybody,
like everybody should check out Fiji Trip as well. Real, real solid shit. So now that we've excluded Marley enough with our music talk.
No, I'm just
what you want to talk about, Marley?
Oh my God, that is a large question.
Don't worry, we can leave in as much empty space as you want.
Wow, let's just sit here for like 5 minutes and not say any
honestly,
words. Like,
I'm not even gonna need to, you know, you don't even need to create empty space. I'll just edit in empty space to make you look stupid.
Oh, that's always fun. Thank you so much. That's what we'll go for.
I'm gonna get you canceled.
I can't wait till we can, like, do videos and then we can, like, much dank all of them. That shit would be so fucking fun.
Dude, much dank is great. Okay, Marta.
Oh my God. Okay.
As much empty space as you want.
Thank you so much. 3. I appreciate you.
2.
I hate you so much.
Shut up.
I'm trying to fill out the noise because I don't want it to be quiet. This is
it's
whack.
Fine. Okay. Nah, dude, this fits into the meme if we leave it quiet. Wait.
Okay, I think I figured something out. Okay, the phrase ACAB.
All cops are bastards?
Yes.
All cops are bastards.
And it took me, it took me a little bit because I saw these posts that are like, because my dad was a cop for years.
So that's one thing. Marley's dad is a retired like cop, like,
and he's like a fantastic human being.
He's the I think we said this in the second episode where we were talking about all cops are bastards and I use your dad as a reference point,
right?
But don't worry, I fucking stood up for this man because
he was like, fuck him, hey, get her dad,
fuck you, because genuinely Marley's dad is an angel.
Yeah,
like,
you were saying that.
Such a nice guy,
right? And so it took me a bit to like warm up to that phrase because I was like, damn, don't group people. But then I was like, wait a second. You're not saying that every single cop in the system is a bastard. You're just saying they're in
a system.
A system that has been bastardized.
That doesn't allow them to be not bastards.
Right.
Basically.
So,
yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that. But when people take it further, like, I'm gonna call her ass out. Emily Rasmussen texted me, and all she had to say to me was because she figured out that my dad was a cop. I didn't say anything to her first. Well, I...
So just for clarification before you go off on
right.
her. This... Emily.
Yes.
She texted you out of the blue. No prior conversation.
I was going to... Okay. So she posted something that was really... It wasn't a cab. It was, if you are a cop, you deserve to burn in hell.
Oh, that okay. Kind of yeah, that's fucked
so
up.
I slid up and I said... And keep in mind, just wait till the end of the story.
Yeah.
I slid up and I said, this is a really close-minded thing to say. I totally understand the phrase ACAB, but you're taking it a few steps further.
Yeah.
You know, my dad worked for 16 years to feed a family, and he developed PTSD from it. Like, he's a good man that got a really bad deal in life because he just wanted to like protect people. That's what he wanted to do.
Well, and
life.
That's he went into it with good intentions.
Right.
Nobody realized people like that's 50% of the reason why people become cops anymore.
Yeah,
everybody think now, I mean, everybody think it's that kid that got bullied in school. He's like, well, I'm going to get a gun.
Well, and that's half of cops. But there's
also... Yeah, don't nobody realize it's half of cops.
There's also
anymore.
A very nice group of cops. Like, not all cops are assholes.
You got a lot of people who had, like, nice experiences with, like, cops as kids. And they were like, well, I want to become that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I sent her that text and I was like, you know what? I'm going to delete it. I don't want to talk. She's not going to listen to me at this point.
Yeah.
She's got this view in her head and she's not going to listen. So
she's
I deleted
so
it.
So radical that it's not worth fighting
and
with.
And she couldn't see it. But sometimes Snapchat glitches. So you can see it for like a second.
Split second.
A split second before it disappears. And
uh-oh.
The only thing that she read was that I had said my dad was a cop. And so her response to me was,
oh, dude, she
your father
it?
Is a pig. And that's what she said to me. Even after I deleted it, like, I wasn't going to start this
with you.
That's
some bullshit.
So, like, that's what makes it so difficult for my family to accept the phrase ACAB.
Yeah.
People taking it so far from the actual meaning.
And people taking it so literally.
Right.
Yeah. And I've got something to say.
I got a question.
Yeah.
So, like, as a family of a police officer, is it, do you guys take offense to when, like, they call police officers, like, 12? So I don't say
fuck 12.
But not even fuck 12, just like calling them 12 in general. I never really thought about that until, I was just wondering.
I don't personally.
But like, do they?
I don't know. I've never had that conversation.
What the fuck is that? Why?
I know like the pig, that's where my dad's like, oh dude, fuck you. But like, he's never going to be like, you're a horrible human being. Like, fuck you. Like, my dad is the first person to say the officer who killed George Floyd was a fucking horrible person.
Oh, yeah.
And I
so
hate to be associated with him.
There was a really, really nice Reddit thread on Ask Reddit that came out the day after George Floyd's death. And it was just this random dude with like no previous posts who had probably made an account just to ask this question. And it blew up because it was in the, you know, the public consciousness that it just happened.
Mm.
And he just said, cops of Reddit, how did seeing the George Floyd video make you
feel?
And every single response, I mean, you know,
somebody made a video about
they're
that,
on Reddit, so like generally
there are gonna be some trolls.
There's gonna be some trolls, but for the most part, the people on Reddit are going to be more liberal, you know, like for the most part, and people responding to that are gonna be more liberal. More liberal? Am I stupid?
More
liberal.
So they're gonna be more liberal. And so, but still, it was such a nice sample test just to see people being like, yo, like, I fucking, as a cop, I teared up at that video. I showed it to, like, there was one lieutenant who said, the day after that video came out, you know, I came in to work the next day and sat down all of my precinct and just had them watch it, you know?
Right.
And he said, and it warmed my heart to see them even before they knew that he died because he didn't explain it to them. He said, you know, it warmed my heart to see them going like, yo, what the fuck is he doing? Like, get off his neck, you know?
Right.
And so it's one of those things where it's just, you know, all cops are bastards. I feel like it was made, whoever came up, I don't know who came up with it. I'd like to give them a handshake.
NASCAR Allo!
But they, I think it was created specifically to be such an inflammatory headline, you know?
It was created to be an internet thing.
Exactly, yeah, so that it drew people in, and then they could educate themselves. And whenever somebody says all cops are bastards, the equivalent to that that pops into my mind is the phrase, eat the rich.
Yeah.
You know, where people aren't saying, okay, let's eat rich people. That's just to bring you in, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What they mean, if you would educate yourself on, you know, what the idea behind that phrase is hey, rich people, like, and this isn't people who are making, like, 500K a year. This is the 1% who, like, the 0.1%,
like,
right?
Billions.
Who control the world, mm-hmm. you know? Like, let's stop fucking with people who make, like, 100K a year. They're not the rich, they're not
I
the
I mean,
1%.
Honestly, people who might touch 100 mil a year.
Exactly.
You know, let's,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
Like, it's the people who have their grandkids don't have to work changing mm-hmm. money, you know?
Right.
Like, it's those people. And when you say that, you're not saying, let's eat them, let's cannibalize them. You're saying, hey, let's get out
it's
of the
even,
system.
It's not even let's kill them. I heard some people
yeah,
like,
man,
let's
it's
just
not
kill
even
rich
that.
People. I'm like,
yeah.
the fuck?
It's like, it's saying, hey, let's try and not make a system where this is possible.
Right,
yeah.
And
know?
The ACAB phrase can be taken, it's like a scale, it can be taken both ways.
Yeah.
The people that don't read into it and get enough information that are upset
and
about
it literally.
Take it literally, they're upset about it. But then there's also the other side of people who don't read into it
and
take it
literally,
as all cops
all
are
cops
bad
are
people.
Pigs. Yeah.
And then when they see a video of a cop kneeling with protesters or helping a protester, they immediately say, fuck
yeah,
that
man.
Cop, that's fake.
Yeah.
You know? Like, no. You don't get to use ACAB to be against every single person who's ever been
exactly.
through a police
so,
department.
My thing is, like, I think I told Aiden about this. I don't, and it's, like, no disrespect at all. It's become such an internet thing. I think I would find the coolest fucking font. I would get, like, an ACAB tattoo, but I don't believe in ACAB at
right.
all.
Right.
Like, it's just, like, I've seen some of the tattoo pictures. I'm like, well, this is kind of hard.
That's kind
of But, like, I don't believe in ACAB at all.
Can I say that text that you sent me earlier today? That
was I was
really
going to bring
funny.
That up, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Ahmad sent me a text earlier today that was very clearly a joke, so nobody
Hell
tried.
No, that shit was
fucking,
real as hell.
Oh,
I'd do
shut
that.
Up. Don't get yourself canceled.
Put the glasses on.
Yeah,
ready.
Put them 3D
Fuck
glasses
you
on. So Ahmad sent me a text,
no.
Marley, that said, you know what, I'm going to wrap an ISIS flag around my car and say it's my heritage and see what the Confederates have to say about that, you know? And I was like, immediately, I fucking laughed out loud because it's so ridiculous.
Right.
But then I realized, wait a fucking second.
Some people
that's
are actually
exactly,
that ridiculous.
Yeah, that is the perfect
but
summation
like, dude,
of how
this,
ridiculous
the
people
the breakdown
are.
Is like, dude, they're fucking terrorists and traitors to this country. And it's not like I'm being anti them. It's like that's what they seceded from the country.
Dude that's,
like they
that's
were anti
thing, right?
fucking America.
You're, if you can't, that's the
it's
weird
not
thing,
cause you
that,
like you can't associate yourself mm-hmm. with that cause it's from the South. Dude,
yeah.
they like they were anti the entire country. It's like, bro, so if I'm like, well, I'm going to throw an ISIS flag on my car, you can't be like, well, throw that Muslim in jail. First
yeah,
of all,
right.
bitch, I'm not Muslim. Second of all, it's like, what the fuck, I'm just doing the same shit
yeah.
you
Dude,
is.
Dude, that's funny as
so,
fuck, because when Jenna and I went rando nodding today, we
uh-huh.
went to a different place as well, and it took us to an actual
see a
house.
Flag.
And they had a Confederate
Dude,
flag.
I would
and
burn
I
that
looked
shit.
At her and I went, you know what, there's not death here yet until I walk in that house and murder the
yeah.
people hanging up the Confederate
dude,
flag.
That's the thing that I liked seeing, you know, was people saying, like, sure, you know, because it really is weird seeing all these people who defend the Confederacy, but then also claim to be, like, the most crazy patriotic people. Like,
they're like, I'm
those,
a true-blooded American.
That is literally the biggest fucking, like, one of those things can't be true.
It's like
it's a paradox.
It's like a slave being like, God, I hate like the master or whatever, but like that man kind of rocks.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That shit don't
exactly.
make no sense
so
at all.
So that's you know, because it really is.
It's like I'm
you
black, but
either,
sometimes I be white though. It's like what the fuck, you know.
You can either be happy and proud of your Confederate heritage, right? Which, by the way, the Confederacy lasted 5 years, so like it's not really heritage so
right.
much as it is a
to
microcosm.
To be honest, the Nazi Shut movement up. Lasted longer than that. Like, you'd
yeah,
be
dude.
Better off being a Neo, bro. I'm sorry. Cancel me, nigga! No, I'm sorry.
Dude, the mic's definitely peaked during our reaction.
He got close to the camera.
Was I wrong, though? Dude,
so she's going to be louder than the rest of the
podcast. I don't see a point where I was wrong at.
No, you weren't. That's all thing, I'm looking at. Is that genuinely, like, I mean, the Confederate was a different nation. It wasn't America. Mm-hmm. And that's what these uneducated pricks don't realize. Is like, the Confederacy, they were fucking traitors. They killed Americans. Mm-hmm. And they did it so that they could enslave black people longer. Like, what in your mind makes you think that that is patriotic? Because you're fucking delusional. You're not patriotic. You're literally claiming to be proud of a different country. Fuck you.
But that's
fuck your opinion.
But, like, I think, and I don't want to, like, you know, nobody take this out of context, but I'd be saying wild shit, so whatever. I think.
Dude, you're tenured.
Yeah, I'm tenured. Like, what about to do that? No. But no, this, like, why do you think the neo-Nazis have survived in America so long? Because them niggas already acknowledged the fact that, like, you know, fuck this, we already got our own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to be honest, if them niggas wasn't, like, we cold-blooded Americans, or, like, you know,
if
whatever.
If they were that way.
Yeah, if they were just like, yo, we own our own thing, like, you know, fuck America, whatever the fuck they had to say, then people would probably leave them alone, regardless if they think
honestly,
they're right.
Yeah. Well,
you haven't
why,
heard
like,
nothing in the news about, like, oh, these neo-Nazis, they fucking with people again, or we need to kick them out.
If I heard that the neo-Nazis wanted to all, like, secede, and they wanted to take, like, the southern part of Texas or something.
To be honest, I'd be like, shout out to them. They got their own thing
going on.
Yeah,
I'd be like, yo, they got goals. They, like, obviously they know that their standards don't, you know, they're fucking terrible people.
Yeah.
Let's get that out of the way.
But the interesting thing is, it's never a time where they not well educated in the stuff that they're talking about.
That is true.
You know, whereas, dead ass, and you experienced
neo-Nazis,
it.
Neo-Nazis are smart about being neo-Nazis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And dead ass, you've witnessed this when we went to the Marines. Their whole thing is, well, it's my heritage, I'm from the South, or some shit. Like, people
like,
will dead
okay,
ass
then.
Just say that. It's like, you being from Tennessee doesn't equate you with, like, being a traitor from this country.
Yeah.
Those aren't the same fucking
That's
thing.
That's one of the funny things, is when you see people in, like, northern states being, or, like, middle, like, mid-ground states, you know, being, like proud of
the
Confederacy.
Bottom part of
it's
Illinois.
Like, yo, dude, West Virginia was with the Union.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You weren't even a Confederate. You're just a racist.
A lot of people don't know. Like,
a
lot of people left the South to join Northern Illinois because them niggas down there was tripping.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy. I didn't realize until, like, a few years ago when we took a different route to, like, Delaware. Or maybe we just made a stop in, like, a place we didn't normally stop, you know? But, like, Southern Illinois, that shit is South. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to live down there. That shit is dank.
You cross. There is, like, there must be some sort of fucking line that you cross in Illinois. And, like,
you
suddenly...
Like when you drive across that line, you hear a big...
Bro,
yeet,
you drive across...
Like,
you
cross, like,
you drive across
you cross a street and you, like, in Alabama.
Yeah,
like, that shit is
that's
nuts,
the thing.
Bro.
It's like, you drive across an intersection, suddenly you're in the heartland. Everybody got fucking accents.
Yeah.
Everybody got racism.
Yeah, dude, that is
everybody
wild.
Everybody got...
And that's why, like St. Louis used to trip me out. Because it's like, dude, what the fuck? St. Louis is pretty much in Illinois. And it's like, how the... Y'all niggas sound like y'all from Mississippi. What's going on?
No, that's insane. Yeah. And
I'll never go back to Alabama again. I hope, to be honest, I hope they blow that whole state up. Fuck that shit, bro. I feel like as soon as you touch that, I feel
our
like as soon
touched.
As you touch that state, you lose 6 brain cells, and then as soon as you
and
leave,
a stepsister
and a real sister, and as soon
or
as you exit
one,
the state,
depending on how you look at
as
it,
as soon as you exit the state, you like plus 6 brain cells.
Also, I just officially subscribed to the podcast. It took me a bit.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also, the third one isn't up yet on Apple.
Dude, it's not up yet because I'm gonna get this out of the way. I don't know what the fuck happened to the audio these last two episodes, man. So the audio for the first one was like pretty good. Second episode, it was honestly fantastic. Last episode that we recorded and I didn't put out yet, I'm still trying to master that shit.
Well, yeah, because you learn in this software.
I'm still learning the software, guys, so, like, be chill, you know? But, like, what the fuck happened? And I think I'm seeing the same thing happening right now with this one, although hopefully it's better because I lowered the gain and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what the fuck happened with the last episode. Honestly,
learning
I'm
audio
not gonna
software
lie,
is so weird because there's so much fucking science that goes into it,
dude,
that people don't
I might
know.
Just
crazy.
Now that we've got another episode with Marley on it, I might just scrap it, man. Like, it's The audio,
to be honest, we need to go back to Anchor.
Horrendous.
We need to go back to Anchor and then do like fake episodes so we can learn. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly,
just be sitting and like turning on the background, be talking about some dumb shit, and yeah. then try to go back and figure out how to master that.
Be just reading off the ingredients on one of these.
Asian, I've been wondering this whole time. So the top of your sock is white and the bottom is black. Are you wearing two different socks?
No, these are Javach socks.
He got archive pieces on.
I got archive pieces.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He got archive pieces on. Archive.
Yeah,
that thing just kind of went Javach. Like, bye.
Well, I mean, we were planning on having the fashion show. We were working up to that. And then
Trevor's in college now, isn't he?
Well,
like,
yeah,
he went off to college.
Well, coronavirus fucked everything up.
No comment.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You know, I think genuinely, we all learned very valuable lessons about running, starting, marketing a business, and running Javach for like successfully for 4 months it has set us up for bigger and better things. Yeah. So like,
and that's
the
that
thing
was like,
everybody asking like me, you know, like,
and that was like my second time doing that too. So
yeah.
It was like. I tried to go off all the lessons of, like, how the fuck did I fuck this up the first time?
Yeah.
With, like, the foreign homeland thing. I was like, dude, this shit fucking sucks. It sucks so bad. I was like, I'm gonna quit it and then get a tattoo so I remember how bad it fucking sucked. and then Javach, it was cool, and then it sucked for, like, the last month or so. And I was like, yeah. That one, it was cool, but then it sucked, so I'm not gonna get a tattoo.
Right. Yeah. And for you, like, I know that you might go to college, you might not, like, it's totally up to you, but that's gonna look really fantastic on your college
resume.
That is
true. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, like, the fact that you
4K in
owned
sales.
And, like, ran your own business for 4 months, that's gonna look fantastic.
I gotta go back
fantastic.
To get the numbers so I can put that on my resume for the streets.
Honestly, but yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the shit. We all learned lessons.
Oh, yeah.
And just, it was a very valuable experience. I think especially for you and Jay, who are going, I mean, especially Jay, because she wants to run her own business.
Yeah.
Like, that's her thing, you know? So, yeah, I think it's all going to be very good, and it will have helped us all out. But
yeah,
it is over. To clarify,
nah,
like,
yeah.
it is over.
I'm
it's done.
Done.
Is
this it? Nah.
Man. Yeah. So we'll be back with 2.0 for something. It won't be Javach 2.0.
Man.
It'll be something though.
Maybe I'll start selling socks at this point.
Dude.
Like, that's the crazy
bro, the
thing.
The print's been fucking. Hey, yo! If I get this out like sometime soon, if I am able to edit what is probably very shitty audio, everybody go and message Ahmad and buy some fucking prints. Because this shit...
I'm working on figuring out how to get the story, but I wanted to start it that day. So
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I literally started at like 1 or 2, and I was like, how the fuck can I figure all this shit out? And I didn't figure all of it out. But I was like, I'm going to put it up at before 5. And
that's
my thing, and I was figuring it out after 5 o'clock.
It looks like shit's going to be fire.
Everybody
shit's
keep messaging me with ideas, and they're like, you should sell this, and that. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? I know.
It was
I'm
funny.
I'm 19, bitch. Let me alone.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe I should.
What?
Huh? Oh, no, your legs are a really great footrest.
That's nice.
Genuinely.
I'm waiting on somebody to buy a fucking lawn sign. That should be so fucking nice, so.
Oh, dude,
that
shit would
that.
Be so fucking funny.
I would love to buy a lawn sign.
That's
but
why
all
I did
of your
it.
Favorite
I was
designs
like,
have fuck in them, so I don't think my parents would be
that's,
too.
That's no. And somebody asked me about that yesterday. I was like, I'm waiting on somebody to be bold enough to purchase a lawn sign, and it's like the fuck punk one, or it's like suck
dude,
it fuck face, or
I
something like that.
I fucking love the suck it fuck face.
That's
that
my.
Amazing.
That's that one is probably my favorite one of all. First
it's
of all,
because so
it's Tracy Lords. Shout out to the queen.
Shout
but
out.
Like
that is a queen.
That's a queen. She didn't do shit, but she's just a queen, like, for no reason at all.
Did we just have this conversation about, like, labeling?
But yeah,
hey,
but
Marley,
like,
it ain't nothing, all right? Let's just
go look at Tracy
Lords,
bro. She a queen for no fucking reason at all.
She's the only one with labels.
Bro, she was the baddest bitch in fucking Crybaby, and that's, like, her whole career.
Yeah. But so, yeah, that's Prince go fucking hard.
Oh, yeah, man.
Buy some of his shit. It's actually very reasonable price. For, you know, what you're getting. I think a 20 by 30, which is what I'm getting, is like 20, 25. Yeah, 25, which is like
somebody
super
asked
dope.
Me why the prices were so low.
Really?
I was like, bitch, it's for you. Like,
yeah.
Dude, I mean, it's the shit that I've been talking about for 5 years, where it's like, dude, you know, what?
Nothing.
What happened?
I farted.
You ripped ass.
No, but it's the shit that I've been talking about for like 5 years, where it's like people will open this shit, and they'll make this shit like, expensive as fuck because it's like, yo, you know, I gotta make money off of it. And it's but a lot of people are not gonna fucking buy it.
Right, you're not gonna sell
it. I want one of those posters in everybody fucking bedroom. So if I only make $3 off of it, at least a bunch of motherfuckers got a suck it fuck face poster in their room.
So do you think we're at the point right now where we can announce that the whole exciting?
I don't know. I don't know.
We're probably not allowed.
If it comes out,
five.
I'll be like, well, huh?
Save it for podcast five.
We got some exciting news for you guys later.
I dropped the other one though. I was working with Philly. I was working with him today, actually.
You just dropped it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's cool. Everybody, I can officially brag. Ahmad is working with fucking Philly, dude. What the fuck?
A lot of people. We don't got a super huge audience, so I can say it.
Exactly.
Mariposa 2. Or not 2, but the deluxe version is coming out.
Oh, no. What the?
So I'm working on the cover for
that. Can't just drop that info on me.
It's not Joe Rogan.
That's true.
No, but yeah, so I'm working on the cover for that. That shit's funny. So
that's gonna be awesome. Like the clip that's gonna be on like the Tonight Show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like that shit'll fucking blow up. I'll be at the White House tomorrow. Like,
so yeah, Mariposa Deluxe. That's fucking dope.
I love how like, you know, I feel it's a blessing because it's like all the people, they sensible people, you know. And Feli gave me his number. He was like, "This is in that man. I love it." And then he hit me up. He was like, "Yo, what's up? You know, who are you? What are you? You know, what you about?" And I was like, "Tell him." And I was like, "You know, you Feli," but I was like, "Who are you?" And he was like getting into it. I was like, "Man, that's cool.
That's
man.
Fucking dope."
He's like, "I've been listening to Feli forever. I know that."
can we announce the Hubris artist?
Yeah, I'm working with Mac. Yeah, so that's fun too.
Can I brag that my...
Go for it, man.
Dude, to rip off a David Dobrik bit, to all the people who said I'd never make it, my best friend is working with OG fucking Macko, dude. Everybody can shut up.
In case you're...
Tommy
like,
Newport, too.
In case you're basic like me, OG Macko.
He's the dude who did the...
Bitch, you guessed it.
He did the Bitch, You Guessed It song for everybody who... has heard that on TikTok. My friend is working with that man.
And like loosely with Tommy Newport.
No way.
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me that one.
It's barely happening.
Dude. You're cool.
Maddie told me about him the other day. I'd never fucking heard of him because we were talking about Still Woozy. I was like, who the fuck is Tommy Newport?
That's great.
And I just texted him. He was like, work. And I was like, yeah. He was like, I gotta talk to the team. And that's how that's going.
That's crazy.
That's pretty much it.
Remember, so...
Fucking 12-y answered the phone, but didn't say anything. I texted 12-y, too. I can show you.
He was like, God, dude.
I was like, yo, let me do the design. He was like, send the link or some shit like that. And I sent it. And I don't think he said anything back.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's funny, though, because it was like, I was feeling super disappointed for you. And we can say it because nothing came of it.
Oh,
but,
like,
Ahmad was in... You were in talks with fucking... Jesus Christ, I can't remember. You were in talks with Conway the Machine.
Yeah.
Like, to do some covers. And that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
You know? And I was, like, crazy hype for you. And then, things just didn't pan out.
Shout out 2020, man. This
would
be crazy.
Yeah, and I was feeling, like, super bummed out for you. I feel like I was feeling more bummed out for you than you were feeling for you, you know?
Because I told you how I felt about it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Well, because the reason it didn't work out is because, Ahmad, you preserved your artistic integrity.
Yeah, yeah, man.
And you... Because of that,
fuck that ugly ass cover. I love Conway. I'm still gonna listen to the album, but fuck that cover.
Exactly.
That
yeah,
ass.
It was a bad cover. Ahmad didn't want to.
A nigga drew that shit with his feet, bro. Yeah. I don't care.
And so, because of that, you had artistic integrity. You didn't. And I was feeling bummed out for you, man. I was like feeling so bad. And then Macko hits you up.
Yeah.
And then within a week, Feli hits you up. And then like it's really really crazy. It's cool. Yeah, it's super, super cool.
Dude, to be working.
I'm proud.
Dude, Mariposa 2 gonna come out, or Deluxe.
Deluxe.
It's B-sides. So that's gonna come out.
You're so cool.
I'm on it, man.
It's funny, because I'm fanboying over my best friend right now. I'm like,
I'm fanboying over me. I'm in the house like, let's fucking go. I'm like beating up my cushions and shit.
Dude, it was
it's
so
like a
30 funny.
Second
this is
stint.
The last, yeah, this is the last part we'll say before we start signing off, but, that was one of my favorite bits about, because I was with you, like, when you learned that Feli responded, and this was after us being so hyped for Macko, you know?
Yeah.
And, you were like, because you didn't have internet while we were driving around for, like, an hour, and you get back into your house, and you go, Oh shit, Macca, or not Macca. Oh,
but this
shit.
Was like 20 Felly minutes responded. After we were already in a fucking house.
Yeah, we were already in the house, and you go, oh, Felly texted me back. And I just look at you and I'm like, fucking Felly. And you're like, yeah. And we just sort of like sat there going like, well, that's cool, you know,
for like a casual
for
thing.
Like 15 minutes. It was genuinely. It got probably weirder like than that
when
minutes.
Nas texted me back. It was like Nas liked your photo, and I was playing Madden Mobile on my phone, and so I got it landscape, and then it says no, it's not Nas, it's 12V.
Yeah,
and then so it's like 12V liked your photo, and then it's like 12V sent you a message, and I swipe it up because I'm trying to finish a play in the game, and I pause it. Oh, I'm like, God. I just swiped up a message from ASAP 12V.
Yeah, exactly. And so that was,
I was like, I'm getting
where,
too casual with
yeah,
this shit.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
We were just sitting there going like, oh, that's cool. And then we started playing some Felly music. You know, we played Desert Eagle and like Heartstrings, and we were just sort of sitting there. And then I stood up and I was like,
what the fuck?
And we just started hugging. Like, we went crazy after like 15 minutes after learning.
Hell yeah.
It was fun. It was really, really
it's
fun.
It's just trying to be cool about it. I try to stay myself, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty cool. My best friend's a rock star.
Hopefully, yay, soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully Donda. Or Donda 2,
I don't know. I mean, the album cover for Donda looked hard as hell, so.
Hell yeah.
I don't think he'll need
it. If I could put a black box around it, that's all cool. you know how right, I get down.
So, should we start logging off, boyos?
I'm hot, yeah.
Do you guys do it every single time where you do it?
We find the different...
Okay, I was going to say you have a different name now.
Punks it up, yeah. So, Marley, Ahmad, I'm going to ask you the quintessential... quintessential question for this podcast, which is, what name do you think
Milky
fits this
Milky A-cab titties.
Nope.
Lord, please step on my spine.
Nope. I'm vetoing those, dude.
Lord
present
got,
more.
Lord got Milky A-cab titties.
Nope. I'm not.
Shawn Mendes might be gay.
Shawn Mendes gay conspiracy.
Wait, no, Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes is, likes people.
Wait, look, Shawn Mendes ellipses gay? Question mark.
Aw, dude. That was like.
I'll go home and make a graphic for that one specific episode, and it's like a tabloid. It's like Shawn Mendes gay, and it's
question
like
mark?
Black and white.
canceling Beyonce. No kidding, I would never cancel Beyonce.
I don't really give a fuck to Beyonce.
Yeah.
You just heard me say that
dude,
shit at the
Beyonce
beginning of the
Beyonce canceled her own husband. What the fuck?
You hear me say that shit at the beginning of the podcast? I was like, dude, fucking Pharrell and Jay-Z came out with a song together.
Oh,
that
it was
shit
was bad.
Ass.
It was
like,
bad.
There was that
the music video,
video
was cool. It was
where
bad.
Like Beyonce and Jay-Z were on the stage and he like talked while she was supposed to be talking and the look she gave him.
Yeah,
it was like
funny.
She despised
the
her
The Carters
husband.
Are great.
It's really funny.
Okay.
Okay.
ADHD... tangent aside,
okay.
Let's all get back to the naming process.
That's the name.
Should it? How do you spell that? Do you think just a lot of M&Ms? Okay,
yeah.
There's a lot of cans of energy drink on this table. Should we just call it the cans are piling up?
We didn't mention the cans though.
We didn't mention the cans.
Okay.
You're right. I'm going against my own rules, guys.
Evil monster.
Thanks for keeping me in check.
You know, we could technically do like the one line from Tyler the Creator, but I feel like that
nope.
would draw like
nope.
like get
I
us like
do,
taken
not,
off.
What if we
I
do
not
like,
want to get
what
our
if we
first
do asterisk
DMC
asterisk
strike
asterisk
on
asterisk
it.
Pregnant asterisk 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 and then like the line but all of it is bleeped out.
Except for pregnant.
Yeah.
Canceling a mod.
I don't care.
No. Okay.
A mod versus cancel.
Asterisk 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 pregnant. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Whatever the actual line is, the only word that's staying in there is asterisk.
Wait, you mean
or not,
pregnant?
Yeah, pregnant.
We can't, okay.
Pregnant woman.
Wait, no, asterisk, 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 pregnant, asterisk, blah, blah, blah.
Threesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boom.
Okay. Why did it take you so long?
Should we... Okay.
This is so fucking funny.
Is that the name?
We can't. Nah.
My dad listens to this
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
Gonna
like,
we're
thinking of the most fucked up shit.
That's
but
true.
Aiden, like, how can I explain this to my dad?
Exactly.
my mom's going to watch this shit.
Asterisk pregnant threesome. That's
asterisk
why I was thinking about Shawn Mendes gay question mark, because that would be funny to them.
My
and
mom would
funny.
Catch on to that immediately.
She'd be like, hey, he this game?
Forgetting that her own son recorded the podcast, being like, confirmed.
Tell her you saw it on NPR and then send her the link to that.
Yeah. Dude, should I just... Okay, so that's a... Oh, dude, we're just continuing the podcast here. Okay. That's a joke with my mom, is that she only believes something if she's heard it on NPR. So should I just make... So I'll come out with, like... I watch this internet show called Internet Today, and they're fantastic. Like, they do really good reporting. But she doesn't believe them because they're YouTubers. And so I'll come out with, like, some really cool info that she won't hear on NPR for another 3 days. And she'll just be completely discrediting me for 3 days. And then... Like,
that's why you'd be so and then hyped, that, you'd be like,
that fourth day, she'll hear it so on NPR funny. And she'll go, "Hey, Aiden, I heard that thing you were talking about." I'll be like, "I fucking told you." So
watching Aiden trying to prove his mom wrong on shit is so fucking funny.
It's bad because
it's like the ultimate like fucking mom stereotype. That shit is so.
You were there
funny,
when
man.
I proved her wrong on something, and it was something she was just so. Blatantly,
but
like,
I was
I
there about
more.
The Gwyneth Paltrow thing, and that's
that was the thing. My mom didn't believe that Gwyneth Paltrow was selling candles that are labeled
that either,
my orgasm.
Just so crazy.
Like, Gwyneth Paltrow is insane.
She's gonna watch this and be like, "Bend over, boy."
Dude, did you know? Okay, Marley, did you? And well, Ahmad, you were there, but yeah. So I guess this tidbit is only for Marley. Did you know Gwyneth Paltrow sold not only candles that are supposed to smell like her orgasm? But also, she sold $4,000 jade rocks that were meant to be put up in your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
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 You knew that. Yeah.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay, you did. That's insane, but it's bro. She's crazy. Like, and people died.
For
from
a culture
toxic
piece,
shock.
I think I'd buy the rock and sit it like.
Should we?
If Lord sold the rock, just be like.
Should we just
yeah.
end it with a bang and
dude,
name the
Lord
podcast
sold...
Gwyneth Paltrow's Rock?
Bro,
can
buy
it
like
just be Gwyneth
them.
Paltrow's Rock?
Hell yeah, man!
That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
Gwyneth
you.
Gwyneth Paltrow's asterisk Rock.
Yes. Yes. The best of both worlds.
Nice.
There we go. We got it, boys.
But you have to. The asterisk have to spell out like pussy rock.
Yeah.
Like, Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy rock.
Okay. So thank you for listening to. Gwyneth Paltrow's asterisk rock. Otherwise officially known as Names Change Weekly.
Yes, sir.
with me, Aiden, Ahmad, the dude who's flipping off the mic right now, and Marley, our new co-host.
Yes.
She's not a co-host. Don't expect her on the next episode.
Shut up.
Bye, guys. Love you. Thank you for listening.